Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
We are back again, Hub Arkish, Olin Kreutz, at the 37th Annual Chicago Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort. Has been a ton of fun. 2 hours just absolutely flew by out here. We want to give our thanks to Taylor Boggs, the former Chicago Bear, now working with the Charles Bentley Performance Center down in Arizona. The place to go for top college and NFL offensive linemen. We also had Brett Thornton join us, another expert on line play. We think there's a lot of focus there. I just got back from the combine last night and certainly, you know, looking at prospects everywhere, but especially on the offensive line. To Herb Lawrence, our producer. Herb, thank you so much for getting us through this. Rich Wyatt's out here engineering. We got Matt Doyle and Cooper Kaplan. Everybody did such a great job out here at the Chicagoland Golf Show. Guys, come on out if you get a chance. They're here today, tomorrow, Sunday, Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Real easy access. The show is great. Lots of great stuff to see. And I'm surprised McNeil's not out here. You know, I don't know if Parkins plays golf, but I know Mac.
Let me tell you.
Sticks out all the time.
I play golf.
Swing. I've seen him swing it.
You guys weren't on for more than 2 minutes when I'm on the phone with Mitch. Why aren't we in Rosemont today after these guys? I'm not kidding.
You would love this place, man.
It's unbelievable. I've been there a bunch of times. Yeah. And you guys just talking a little bit about some of the displays got me in the mood for it. I could go out there with no agenda and no needs necessarily and spend a quick $500.
Well, 56 degrees on Sunday. Some place is going to be open.
Yes. Olin, do yourself a favor. Go spend unnecessary money. It makes you feel good.
I've had enough of that
already. Going into, have you spent today? Have you purchased some goodies?
Not yet. I'm going to go right after we're done here.
I mean, even if it's just a dozen balls, you can't leave empty-handed. No. Feel like you've treated yourself.
I'm upgrading the whole set this summer, too. So if I go to the golf show, it could get real pricey. But, it seems like something that would be good. You guys were saying free lessons and golf trips. I'm already looking to my summer golf trip back to Lake Geneva. Where else can I go? What's a good golf trip? What do you guys recommend?
Well, we've kidded about this before. I was going to be a golfer, and I was so damn competitive and so bad at golf that I just quit the game rather than stay with it. Mm. But back in the day, what I did was I went and played the great golf courses. And you know, the easy one, Danny, have you been up to Kohler yet?
I went to the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits years and years ago, but I've never played it.
All right, so here's from a bad golfer who's played good courses. I've played out at Pebble Beach 3 or 4 times, just trips I took with the guys a number of years ago.
Nice.
And I actually shot some of, believe it or not, the best rounds of my life out there just because of how you feel playing the game out at Pebble Beach.
And they what were you drinking and smoking, Hub?
Anything I can get my hands on.
It always helps.
Yeah, but they literally announce you at the tee. And so anyway, the reason I mention it, when you play out at Whistling Straits, it's as close to Pebble Beach as you're going to get anywhere in the Midwest. because I think it's like around the turn in the back nine, all running along Lake Michigan there. I mean, if you're taking a golf trip with the guys, it's pricey. There's no question about that. But you can play there. You know, there's three or four courses you can play up there. It's not just the one, you know, great course. And that's probably the easiest one that I'd recommend.
It's, yeah, I need to get out there too. But, you know, when I think golf trips with buddies, I think, you know, wintertime. And we're almost
right.
Getting close to this year. And Olin's native of Oahu. I've played a bunch of Kolina on the west side of the island.
It's
fantastic.
Course.
Yeah. First round I ever played with my wife, Sherry, was at Kolina. First hole we played, you'll be happy for me, Danny, I eagled.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a nice start to the rainforest course is a blast on Oahu. Lots of great places
there.
That's
an interesting course. That's tight, man.
Man, I got to get on your guys' level. I'm like, hey, where's a nice little weekend golf trip? Hawaii and Pebble Beach.
Okay. May I suggest Maui?
Yeah,
I was gonna say, you guys, if you're golfers, you may like this story. In my house, we grew up, and it was 365. You played baseball, football, and basketball. I stepped on a golf course for the first time in my life when I was 28 years old. We went out to the owners' meetings in Maui, and my cousin was a travel agent. So we got to play golf. And I said, well, I've never played golf. My brother and I are going. So we borrowed some clubs. We go out there. The first tee I ever stepped up to was in Kapalua when the course was nice. And they paired us with this father and son team from Seattle. Dad was a three and his son was a plus one. Uh-huh. And they're schlepping my brother and I around, of course. I felt so bad for him.
That's when you got to ask him to wrestle as soon as it's done.
Oh, yeah. They were nice about it, you know. And I was good about picking up after eight or nine, you know. So it was all good.
Yeah, that's another great course, too. That's the plantation course I think you're talking about where they used to have the Mercedes to start the year.
Yeah.
Every tee has a more breathtaking view than the last. Real relatable stories we're telling.
I was
going to
say.
Guys out there.
Damn.
Freezing their asses off today.
Danny, we
this.
Know about your new contract. Get out the hoy.
Listen, these are bucket list things for me. I'm not saying they're unattainable. I just want to do it. This is good.
Hey, have you guys, Hub, are you hip to this two-tier induction ceremony thing they've got going at the Hall of Fame? Because I exchanged text with Jim Covert today. He's part of the B team enshrinement ceremonies in mid-September. That sucks.
I don't think the league doesn't consider it the B team. Obviously, you know, it's the call and it's Canton. It doesn't belittle Jimbo's induction in any way. But I don't understand. I guess it's just a way to do more marketing and make more money. But the way it's going to work is the class of 2020, which is the five players who were named the day before the Super Bowl, will be enshrined in the normal enshrinement weekend, which will be the first exhibition game of the season. It'll be that first weekend in August, and it'll be the typical four-day thing. Then the second week in September, they're putting on a second four-day induction. I want to say it's the 9th through the 13th. Check me on those dates.
It's 1 week later.
Okay, so it's the week after that.
Yeah, Friday then, the 18th.
Right, you know, Jimbo,
Ed Sprinkle, Alex Karras, Harold Carmichael,
the whole group,
Cliff
Paul
Harris,
Tagliabue.
Several other. Yeah. No, Tagliabue's in the first bunch. Yeah, a lot of these names at the back end are not exactly household names. I feel gypped because we can't go. It doesn't make sense for us to go. So selfishly, I'm mad. We were going to go do the show that Friday in August. Might as well go. Dave Wanstead and his pal Jimmy Johnson are going to be there. Jimbo, his family, teammates, it made all the sense in the world. We have a Cubs game on the weekend in September, that Friday afternoon. We won't be on the air. So
I still think you, as a football fan who's never been to Canton, should go in September to see your friends go into the Hall of Fame. So we don't do a broadcast, but you should go see Jimbo get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that the content opportunity there, though.
I know.
Yeah, for NFL Hall of Fame weekend eludes us. So how does it affect me? That's a really dopey way of looking at the world.
I will say, as a former player, if I got in the Hall of Fame, I wouldn't care what week my enshrinement was.
Yeah, so that's exactly how Jim feels,
Jimbo
too.
Doesn't care.
Yes. No,
you know, I don't think he cares. Yeah. And, you know, probably had something to do with the NFL finding a way to make money twice. So,
well, that's exactly what it was. Although I realize now the reason that Tagliabue, normally the regular class would be eight, but they limited it to five because they were putting the contributors and the seniors in with that second class. So it sounds to me like what they did was they moved the contributors up to put them with the normal class.
Yes.
But the players going in will be in the second tranche. I can tell you again, I couldn't be happier for Jimbo. You know, not only one of the greatest to ever play the game, and people didn't understand it because his career was so short. But as Olin just said, one of the classiest people you'll ever meet. Mm-hmm. Couldn't happen to a more deserving guy. And, Mac, seriously, I would go. I mean, if you haven't been there, you should go.
Yeah, I should.
I was there for... For Ditka's induction. I was there for Hamp's induction. Actually kind of got involved in the weekend that weekend when Hamp went in. And in our business, if you have not seen and experienced it, it's a trip you got to make.
All right, I'm convinced. I'm in. Thank you for the push.
There you go. Bob,
Danny, thank you for the push. I'm in. I didn't think Jimbo was going to get in. I thought the lack of longevity was going to wind up killing him, but I'm delighted I was wrong.
Well, I was able to find out late in the process talking to some of the selectors, because this was not the normal selection panel. This was a 25-person blue ribbon panel they put together. But one of the key criteria has always been, if you were the best player at your position for a decade, you go in the Hall of Fame. And that is what got Jimbo in, because when his peers picked the team of the 80s, he was the left tackle. It is also the reason that I believe Hilgi will eventually get there through a seniors committee selection, because there's no question that throughout the 80s, he was the first team, you know, all-pro center most of those years. And I'm not predicting anything, but when they get a little more current and they get to your time, I mean, who was a better center during your career in that first, what we call it, the aughts, the first 10 years of
the
century?
Yes, the aughts.
And so it's a measurement worth looking at, and that is what got Jimbo in for a decade. There was nobody better at the position than he was.
Yeah, and I think in the 80s centers are, you're talking about Hilgenberg, is Damani Dawson and Webster were on the all-decade team, and you can't hold that against him, because those are two of maybe the two best to ever do it besides Dwight Stevenson. So Hilgenberg should definitely get in.
For the 2000s all-decade team, Olin, was it Kevin Mawai?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wait, see, now I can't speak ill of him because he and Olin share some heritage.
Yes,
but why? But,
that's
but,
where the that's but, where but the Mawai center's was, vineyard is in Hawaii.
Well, but Mawai was not. Mawai was never the player that Olin was. I'm just going to say it. I mean, this is at the peak of my, and it's not about friendship or broadcast partners or anything like that. I
just slid Hub $200.
Search the archives, guys. I wrote it back then. I'm not writing it now. It's
You're a Hall of Famer in our book, Olin.
I appreciate that, man.
Guys, we're going to hand it off to you. We know we're into your time right now. I will be getting in the car to listen, but we want to thank everybody out here at the 37th Annual Golf Show. It has been a great couple hours for us, and I know I'll be listening for the next four, and hopefully everybody else will too.
Thanks, thanks one, Olin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.